All right, now I don't normally do this sort of thing, but I've decided that we need to have a little bit of a talk about a piece that I put out last week. The Body at Battery Steel. I normally do, for anyone who's new here, or anybody who doesn't really drift into the more psychological, horror-y type stuff, I do a series called The Black Pearl Anthology, which is an anthology about monsters and a little bit of creepiness, and every so often a little bit of humor. And it all centers around individual black pearls. Now, The Body of Battery Steel was a creepy story, and somebody said in the comments, I was waiting to find out where the black pearl was. Well, the secret to that story is the following. There is no black pearl in that story. Because it's based on true events. So, a friend of mine growing up had a cabin on Peaks Island in Maine. It's still there. I think his family still owns it. And the thing about that cabin is the fact that it is boring as all hell. Like, there's nothing to do there. They barely have electricity. There's no Wi-Fi. Like, his family kept it as a quote-unquote vacation home, but they were damn near Amish. So, like, everything was books, and there wasn't a TV. When we as a group went, we had to take TVs with us. And in 2002, they weren't as light as they are now. Just heads up. Back in my day. Yeah. But anyway, the thing that we were constantly trying to find ways to keep ourselves occupied, and his answer to all of it was board games or D&D, and there's only so much of that stuff you can do. Like, I'm as much of a fan as anyone when it comes to a good role-playing session, but after a while, it just starts wearing on you. And, like, we got antsy, so we started thinking about exploring. And we were, you know, young, broke, you know, barely able to get through the week. And we were trying to find ways of entertaining ourselves. And wouldn't you know it, we ended up finding out about Battery Steel. And it's really there. If you look it up, Battery Steel is a real place. And we're like, okay, we will go, we'll investigate the next day. That night, we went to bed, same as normal, like 2 o'clock in the morning, something like that, and it was raining and it was messy, and I had this very vivid dream about something trying to reach into the light that my flashlight was making and trying to grab onto, like, physically grab onto the light. Like, the actual light, not the flashlight, but the light it was emitting. And so I remember waking up, like, it was the weirdest thing ever. It was the most vivid, horrifying dream that I had ever had up until that point. And I remember telling everybody, and I was like, you know, this is fucked up. Maybe we shouldn't go. And as a matter of fact, that day there was an awful, awful storm. But the last part about the dream that I remember is, so I'm dreaming about going to Battery Steel with guys, and I'm dreaming about this thing trying to grab onto the light, and I'm having all of this, and it's just all panicky and layered. And I woke up and I was like freaked out. And I remember going back to sleep. And the only dream I remember from the second time trying to go to sleep was, again, thinking about Battery Steel, having this idea of me waking up in my bed or the cot that I was sleeping in and seeing all of them standing in the doorway comforting me, and the me at the door with all of my friends didn't have eyes or a mouth, just had voids where those should be. And it was a pretty bad dream, obviously. And so that was the inspiration for the story. So it's not Black Pearl. It's based on true events and a really bad nightmare, which probably came about because of too much Dr. Pepper and chicken taquitos from the frozen food section of the Peaks Island commissary store, which probably cost me, there were probably like 12 to 14 of them in a box, and they probably cost something insane, like $11, because getting anything out on the island was extremely expensive. But anyway, so when you listen to Battery Steel, do not be looking for a Black Pearl, because there is no Black Pearl. It is just the story of a guy who had some really cheap and awful food, and it affected his sleep. A funny story, we actually, on that trip, never got to Battery Steel. I didn't end up going with him until the worst bachelor party in the history of the universe. I might as well tell that story while we're here, because honestly, I mean, so a friend of mine whose family owns this cabin, we're like, he was getting married, and he's like, guys, we're gonna have to have a bachelor party, it's gonna be crazy. And I'm like, all right, cool. And he's like, get your passports and meet me at the local airport. And we're all like, oh my God, we're going international. So we all show up at the airport, you know, like we've got 2 days worth of clothes and a carry-on, each of us. And we have our passports, and we get eschewed onto a plane, a restock, for, so we're basically sitting in the ass end of a C-130, bubblegum and earplugs. I've flown out to Portland, walked to the ferry, took the ferry over, and I'm like, all right, man, you know what though? Like, we were here in 02, and there was nothing to do, but like, it's been about 6 years since then, so like, let's do this. Like, we're gonna have so much. There was nothing there. There was literally nothing there. They hadn't brought televisions. You know, they didn't have, the water heater wasn't hooked up, so all the showers were stone ass cold. Like, had to wash all the dishes by hand. And the worst part was that, like, and listen, I do not begrudge anyone their faith, but there was no booze. And I was just like, fuck. So, yeah. So, Peaks Island is cursed for multiple reasons to me. Then again, the entire state of Maine is weird. But I'm not going to do that right now. I'm not going to drag it down to that level. So, that is the backstory of the body of Battery Steel and a little bit of context. And I hope that clears things up.